Hello and welcome to the Special Needs Parenting SOS podcast. My name is Nadia Tari and I'm a mom of four with my youngest two kids having special needs. I wanted to create a podcast where other parents who have a child with special needs could come to get some tips, suggestions, and encouragement. Now on the last podcast episode I did, I was sharing about how my daughter's apartment burned down in downtown Portland. That was back on May 16. That's the date her apartment burned down, but I think I recorded it on May 29. And little did I know that just 2 days later, on May 31, my father-in-law would suddenly pass away just like very, very quickly. Our plane had just landed in Chicago. My mom and I and my youngest two boys, Isaiah and Josiah, we had just flown from Seattle, Washington to Chicago because we were going to visit my family in Indiana. I have cousins who, you know, their kids are graduating. And anyway, our flight had just landed in Chicago and I grabbed my cell phone to put it out of airplane mode back onto normal mode. And the very first text message I got was from my dear sweet mother-in-law, Luann. And the text read, you know, that Tim had just passed away. Tim is my father-in-law. She said in the text that Tim had passed away suddenly and quickly. And I didn't even remember what else the text said because I instantly, my mouth dropped. And here I'm on the plane with all these people. They hadn't even opened the doors to let us out yet. And so everyone's just standing in the hallway and standing at their seats. But I was still sitting there. My mouth dropped and I was like, oh. And of course, my mom heard and saw my face and was like, Naughty, what is it? What? You know, because she just knew. She knew it was bad. And I was like, Tim just passed away. And she was like, what? And here it's been, what, 2 weeks now? Just over 2 weeks, I think, since he passed away. And I'm still in shock. You know, Tim, both my mother-in-law and my father-in-law, I would tell people they're like angels. Matter of fact, I think I referenced them as angels in some of my prior podcast episodes. I know I talked about them. I specifically mentioned that when I was pregnant with Josiah, my youngest, that they withdrew my amniotic fluid and sent it away to the University of Chicago for testing to see whether or not my youngest was going to have the same syndrome as my third child, Isaiah, the Allan Herndon Dudley syndrome. And in fact, you know, that amniotic fluid came back as positive. And I think what I was talking about in earlier episodes was the fact that when I found out that there was a possibility of me getting an injection every single week, this injection would go right directly into the amniotic fluid, and it would basically be giving my baby Josiah a very, very purified form of levothyroxine, because that's the kind of medicine that they need, because their syndrome has everything to do with their thyroid not working correctly. But in order to get the very purest form of levothyroxine in liquid form, in a format that they could deliver through a needle directly into the womb, to my amniotic fluid, it would be like, it was like $600 and some an injection. Well, I needed this shot every single week for the whole duration of my pregnancy. And when I found out insurance wouldn't cover it, because technically it was an experiment, it had never been done before, but Dr. Refitoff at the University of Chicago, he thought it would be really, really a good idea to try this, even though there was no guarantee it would help because it obviously had never been done before. But he believed, because Dr. Refitoff is the only person in the United States of America who has been studying Allan Herndon Dudley syndrome. There are other doctors in Europe and other places in the world that are studying this syndrome, but Dr. Refitoff is the only person, a scientist, doctor in the United States of America that's studying my boy's syndrome. And so at Dr. Refitoff's suggestion, he suggested I get this injection every single week, but we couldn't afford it. And so it was my father-in-law, Tim, who just passed away. He said, listen, I will pay for it. If there's a possibility that this injection could help my grandbaby, then let's do it. You know, you want to do it, you just can't afford it, I'll pay for it. And I was like, oh, no, $600 and some every single week for the duration of my pregnancy. I think I was 12 weeks pregnant at the time. A normal pregnancy goes 40 weeks. I mean, it's just an enormous amount of money. So I had said no. Scott said no. And we both said no. But then it was Tim, my father-in-law, and Luann, my mother-in-law. They said, listen, you know, don't let pride get in the way. Just because you guys can't afford this doesn't mean that this baby should have to suffer. If in fact this medicine, this injection could help him have a better life, then let us pay for it. And I got to thinking, you know what? They're right. I guess that is selfish. That's letting pride get in the way simply because we couldn't afford to pay $600 and whatever every single week for the duration of my pregnancy. But he was a doctor and they could afford to pay for it. And so I had to, you know, check myself and take a humble pill and go, you know what? You're right. And so Scott and I talked about it and we agreed that we were in fact being selfish by saying, no, that's too much money. We can't accept. We won't accept. So we ended up going ahead and letting Tim, my father-in-law, pay for those injections. And because he paid for those injections, Josiah does not choke on his own saliva. Josiah can hold up his own head. Josiah can reach for things with his hands and hold toys in his hands. Josiah can rub his eyes. You know, he's very verbal. He has really good upper torso control. He still can't, you know, stand on his own. He'll fall over. He can't really sit for very long on his own, but he can sit unsupported, you know, without being propped up by pillows or anything. He can sit up for, I think we're up to 40 minutes now. So it's just really remarkable the difference between Isaiah, my 8-year-old, who did not have those injections, you know, when I was pregnant with him, versus Josiah, my youngest, who Josiah will be 6 in like a week and a half. And so if you look at Isaiah and all that he can and cannot do, and you look at Josiah and all that he can do, it's just remarkable. And who do I have to thank for that? I have my father-in-law, Tim. And I loved him so much. I already miss him so much. It's just like weird to think that, boy, I hope I don't start crying. I really want to get through this. You know, they would always come over to all the birthday parties and Christmas and Thanksgiving and just, they would come over just for the fun of it. And we just hung out all the time. We would see them at church every Sabbath, you know? And it's just like, oh my goodness, I spent the last Sabbath, you know, we're Seventh-day Adventists. So we go to church on Saturday and I call that Sabbath. So the last Sabbath before we left for vacation, instead of going to church where I could have seen Tim one last time, Scott and I loaded up the boys in the wheelchair van and we drove down to Portland, which is like an hour and a half south of us. We rented a U-Haul and we went and we picked up all of these items at everybody's house, like four or five different houses where people had lovingly donated to my daughter, things that they were going to give to Goodwill, things that they didn't need. Because like I mentioned in the last podcast episode, my daughter's apartment completely burned down to the ground and she lost everything she owned. So all of a sudden she didn't have a home, didn't have her two cats, they're dead. She didn't have, you know, a bath towel, a bath mat, pots and pans, plates, bed, blankets, if you can think of it, it was all burned. And so I had been frantically working between the GoFundMe and the doing posts. You know, I did a post on social media and Instagram trying to say, hey, if there's anything that you're about to take to Goodwill, if you don't mind, you know, just giving it to my daughter, she's having to rebuild from scratch, you know, and she doesn't mind if it's used. She doesn't care. She just wants, she needs blankets and pillows and sheets and a bed and a mattress and a dresser and a couch, like everything you would need to fill an apartment. So anyway, the last Sabbath before we left to go on vacation back to Indiana to visit my family, Scott and I had driven down to, with the boys, down to Portland. We rented a U-Haul and we were going to all these different people's houses, picking up the items that they had donated so that I could, you know, give it to my daughter to help fill her apartment. And it's not that I regret doing that. Of course, we were super appreciative for everything that everyone donated to help her. And my daughter felt super, super grateful and is just, she just felt an outpouring of love, you know, from strangers, from friends, family, from everyone. But looking back, if I had known that that would be the last Sabbath that I would get to see Tim at church, because we would see each other every Sabbath at church, going to the same church. But you know, you just don't know. You never know. So I didn't know that he was going to die on May 31. And so I guess what I'm saying is I'm sharing all this. I've talked about this before and here I'm talking about it again, but just please cherish your loved ones, cherish every single day because you never know. You just never know. You just think one day to the next, you know, going to work or doing my thing, doing whatever. But one day someone you love is going to be gone. And I really don't mean to freak you out, but I guess I just want to help make you aware that please don't take each day for granted. Please don't take your loved ones for granted. Call them up. If you're thinking about them, don't just think about them. Call them, text them, check on them, you know, send that text. I love you. I miss you. How you doing? Give them a call, like pop over to their place if they live near you and just say, hey, I just wanted to pop in and see how you're doing. Because, you know, when they're gone, they're gone. And we had his graveside service yesterday. And, you know, because he had served in Vietnam and in the army, and they did the salute, they did the, you know, they played the horn, trumpet, whatever that thing is. They folded the flag, they presented it to Luann. You know, they had the whole honorary military salute thing that they do, and the tears just started flowing. I mean, when they were doing that flag thing, they were folding it up and all nice and neat and crisp, and I just, and there his casket was, and I just couldn't hold the tears back anymore. So I'm going to miss him dearly. I already do. He's only been gone for 2 weeks, and I'm really struggling. I was struggling when my daughter's house or apartment burned down. That hit me really hard. And now I'm also struggling because Tim just passed away. So please hug your loved ones. Cherish your loved ones. Tomorrow is never guaranteed. Tomorrow is never promised. Not that we want to live our lives in fear, but if you're thinking about him, just let them know. You know, it's just a simple phone call. It could be 5 minutes, you know, 10 minutes, but you never know. You could make someone's day. And just whenever you see your loved ones, just remember to always tell them how much you love them. I did tell Tim the last time I saw him. I gave him a hug, as I always did, and I told him I loved him. And I have that to be grateful for, that Tim knew I loved him. He knew how much I cherished him. And so if you happen to be in a habit of just saying goodbye and going about your way, maybe you want to consider throwing in a hug and letting them know you love them. Maybe you already do that. I don't know. I'm just sharing from the heart because I can't help but just speak from where I'm coming from. And where I'm coming from is I really miss Tim. And Josiah is going to be turning 6 on June 20. which, like I said, is just a week and a half away. And this is going to be the very first birthday party that I've had for my boys, that Tim won't be there. And Luann, my mother-in-law, she's going to be turning 70. He won't be there for that. They were just coming up on their 25th wedding anniversary, which would have been this January. 25 years of marriage. Ah, and the love that those two had for each other. What an inspiration. I mean, I just looked at them, the way that they treated each other and talked to each other. You don't see love like that often. And I know, I've been around a lot of couples. I've seen a lot of relationships. And, you know, I'm 46 years old. I've seen a lot. And the love that they had for each other was, I think I can only think of maybe two other couples that expressed that kind of love. I mean, in their eyes, in their tone of voice, the way that they held hands, and just, they were just so in love. So anyways, if you don't mind praying for my mother-in-law, Luann, she's in a lot of grief right now because obviously she just lost the love of her life. And they were so deeply in love. And so if you don't mind praying, I know she would greatly appreciate your prayers. I would appreciate your prayers. And I guess I'll just wrap up with saying again, please, please cherish every day, every moment you have with your loved ones. And, you know, we just never know when we're going to lose a loved one. So, that's it. That's all I have for today. Sorry to be the bearer of bad news again on yet another podcast episode, but you know, part of this Special Needs Parenting SOS podcast is literally sharing about the ups and downs. And sometimes we have more downs than ups. And that's really with anyone's life. Not everyone's willing to share it openly. I am willing to share, but just know that you're not alone. If you, you know, are a parent of a child who has special needs, I would love to have you join my private Facebook group. It is a safe environment strictly for parents who have a child with special needs, where you can get the encouragement and support from other parents who can relate to what you're going through. Now, the name of my private Facebook group is the same name of this podcast. It's called Special Needs Parenting SOS, and I really look forward to connecting with you soon.